Final 20 minutes of the show, and as promised, we're going to have a conversation regarding the upcoming LeadCon 2016. Now, this is the Leadership Conference 2016, and joining us is the Chief Executive Officer of the organizers from CIBFM, Dr. Emir Hernic. How did I do with your last name?
Dr. Emir Hernic.
Good.
You did fantastic.
Thank you. I've been working on that. Dr. Emir, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about CIBFM as the organizers behind this.
Well, CIBFM is a training institution under the purview of Authority Monetary Brunei Darussalam, or AMBD, but it is established as a center of excellence for the entire financial industry. And when I say financial industry, I mean banking, insurance takaful, and capital market sectors. And furthermore, I'd like to add, it is recognized by Brunei National Accreditation Council as training institution in the field of banking, finance, and management, which means that all our program are recognized as value-added qualifications.
So why was this actually established, Doctor?
That's pretty simple. We were established in 2010 to become the premier center of excellence in Brunei. And our mission is to develop leaders, experts, innovators in banking and finance. And I'd just like to add that we are currently raising our profile through high-quality executive education programs and high-profile events.
Because the banking and finance sounds so specific, so niche-y. So not necessarily it's just for employees of the financial industry.
That is exactly correct. A lot of our people who attend our programs are from financial industry. However, our programs are open to everyone, starting from government ministries, government agencies, for example, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Defense, also private sectors like BAG Networks, BGC, JPMC, and as well as individuals.
Because your upcoming conference, Leadership Conference, which has the theme Leadership and Innovation in a Changing Global Environment, really sounds broad. It's going to appeal to a lot of professionals out there. So let's talk more about your programs which you run at CIBFM.
It'd be my pleasure, Jenny. We are doing a lot of training and events. In fact, we have done 239 training programs with more than 5,000 participants from more than 70 organizations. Our two main areas are banking and finance, with special emphasis on Islamic banking and finance, and leadership and management programs. As I said, we also do a lot of high-profile events, and we have done things like Brunei Islamic Investment Summit, BIS, ASEAN Financial Literacy, and RIBA Symposium. Most of these programs and events are done in collaboration with renowned local and international institutions. And I also like to add, this is all with the full support of AMBD. Also, a lot of these programs, or I should say most of these programs, have attracted local and international participants. So this brings me to LeadCon 2016, which is inaugural signature conference organized by us, and its title is Leadership and Innovation in a Changing Global Environment. It's going to be done in Indra Samudra Grand Hall, the Empire Hotel Country Club. Date is November 7, 2016, save the date.
That's coming up super soon. So it sounds as though it's really quite global. You'll be having international delegates, and a little bit later on you'll be telling us about the speakers. But first of all, in terms of LeadCon 2016, again, it's pretty broad. What's everybody going to come home with after that? What are the objectives?
What we want to do here is basically to provide a platform for local global leaders to share their experiences and provide different perspective on leadership and innovation. At the same time, we want to offer opportunity to build and strengthen business networks amongst these participants. And finally, I'd like to mention that this conference signifies the effort of CIBFM and AMBD to promote Brunei as a prominent knowledge hub.
So it's going to be a one-day event. It's going to be pretty packed. You're going to be having all these speakers coming in. Tell us about the topics that you'll be covering, and good luck in your 12-hour day of covering this. Tell us about what will be covered.
Yeah, it's going to be very packed indeed. We have We have went all out. We are very serious in having international leaders and experts. They are from academia, from industry, from government. They're going to share their stories. LeedsCon 2016 has three segments. So let me go one by one. We're going to talk about leadership in times of uncertainty. Dr. Duvuri Subbarao, 22nd Governor of Reserve Bank of India, he has taken a position literally weeks before global financial crisis, weeks before Lehman Brothers collapsed. So he's going to talk to us how you lead people in such a period of high volatility and high uncertainty. Again, this is, he's going to talk about leadership, and he's going to use his experience from Reserve Bank of India to give us leadership lessons. Second segment is ethical leadership, and this segment includes Islamic leadership, and we're going to have Professor Datuk Dr. Osman Bakar from University of Brunei Darussalam, who's going to talk about leadership from Islamic perspective. Finally, as we go on with the day, we're going to have a big segment on entrepreneurial and intrapreneurial leadership. In this segment, we're going to have people like Professor Dr. Michael Frese. He's a provost chair from National University of Singapore. He's one of the leading researchers in the world on leadership and innovation. He's going to tell us how to develop personal initiatives of employees or intrapreneurship. Then we have Armand Hartono. He's from one of the most successful family businesses in Indonesia, from Jarum Group. He's actually in charge of Bank Central Asia, deputy president director. He's going to talk to us about complexities in family business. As we all know, Jarum Group is big. They are going through several generations of family members. So he's going to talk a little bit about that. So finally, we're going to have Sun Lu from Darussalam Enterprise, who's going to talk to us about the making of an entrepreneur. How do you go from good to great entrepreneur?
You have a real strong panel of speakers. Dr. Emir, I just want to ask you something. It's going to be hard to get all these special speakers in the room at one time. What kind of opportunity is there going to be for the delegates to have any interaction with them? Will there be Q&A sessions? Will there be having any breakout sessions? How will it be structured to allow for that?
That's an excellent question, Jenny. What is one important task here is to bring these people to interact with each other, to mingle, to build their networks. We have people from Singapore, from India, from Malaysia, from Indonesia, from all over the world. So we want people to get together, to interact, to exchange name cards, and hopefully to develop the relationships.
There's a huge opportunity for networking, and that word could be a bit 1984, but there's unmistakable amount of opportunity there is with a room full of people like this and like-minded individuals.
Absolutely. I have met some of these people through different events and conferences that I visited myself. That's how I met Dr. Subbarao. That's how I met Armand Hartono. That's how I met hundreds of people, right? Obviously, you don't really interact with all of them, but there's always some people that you stay in touch with and that you keep in touch with, and hopefully something comes out of it.
And make the most of those coffee breaks. No joke.
Absolutely.
They're really important chances.
Coffee breaks, lunch, dinner.
Stick around, make
everything.
Friends.
Get them in a corridor. It is very important.
So who should come then to this LeedCon 2016, Dr. Emir?
Well, a lot of people should come, and I encourage a lot of them. I encourage, we are running out of seats. All organizations are welcome, including government agencies, ministries, private sectors, but especially senior leadership and upper-level management, for example, CEOs or C-suite executives, directors, senior managers. But also, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you are a young entrepreneur, if you are aspiring leader, this is conference for you too.
There's a lot happening. Again, a reminder of the date is happening at the end of next week. What was the date again, Dr. Emir?
November 7th, save the date.
Save the date. So let's talk about the fees before we say goodbye. How much is it going to cost people?
There are fees. They are, we have different fees for our stakeholders versus our non-stakeholders. Our stakeholders are those from banking institutions, AMBD and Ministry of Finance. So for them, it is $1,080 per person, and the fees for non-stakeholders is $1,500 per person.
You have a very elegant venue, Indra Samudra of the Empire.
Indeed.
You'll be comfortable, very well taken care of. People are listening right now, Dr. Emir. How do they register?
Well, go to our website, www.cibfmbrunei.com. Or call our office. It is 246-1221.
We've been speaking with Dr. Emir, the CEO of CIBFM, regarding the upcoming Leadership Conference 2016. It's a power-packed day with some big names. Log on, get the registration done. We shall see you there. Dr. Emir, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're more than welcome. We're Crystal.